This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. It was not easy to plan for the 25 growing season, and a lot of farmers across Iowa and the Midwest felt that almost from day one. Weather swung from ideal to uncooperative, disease pressure built fast, and by the time we reached harvest, everything you thought you knew about how the year would turn out had probably changed once, if not twice. We're going to talk with the folks at Channel Seeds about what they saw this year, coming up next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
Channel's Brad Gibson watched the 2025 season unfold across Missouri and parts of southern Iowa and the surrounding regions. He says that the story of 2025 really starts in March with soybeans going in early.
So the things that, I guess, just backing up, you go back to spring, we had a lot of soybeans planted early. I'm a little further south, so the area I've kind of covered in is just in northern Missouri. But starting about the mid 20th of March, we had soybeans going in the ground. Mm-hmm. We had at one point, I guess, 75% of the crop was planted by April 10th. And then weather kind of turned for the better. Guys got the corn planters out. We started planting corn. Stuff went in well. And then we got into a rainy spell when there were big rains. But we got good stands everywhere. We finished the crop up.
As the season moved into June, the setup for tar spot looked almost perfect with moisture and cooler temperatures. Many growers got fungicide out at brown silk, but then everything flipped. The heat and dryness returned, only to be followed by one of the most surprising developments of the entire year.
And June was setting up for a tremendous tar spot environment with the moisture, cooler weather, the whole thing. And we had a lot of guys putting on fungicide at brown silk there at the end of June. 1st of July, it was setting up to be good. We turned off hot and dry at that point. Same with the soybeans, hot and dry. And at that point, it was like the air set was good. Thought, okay, well, we're going to be in pretty good shape. And at the middle of August, we had southern rust. Mm-hmm. That has been, I mean, I've done this for almost 26 years in this area and is by far the worst southern rust I ever remember seeing.
Yeah.
And later than I remember seeing.
And for us in Iowa, we never see it.
But even with those twists, growers who stayed flexible ended up seeing results that were better than many expected. Gibson said the final yields were a reminder that adapting in season matters more than ever, and that the old playbook does not always apply when the crop tells you it needs something different.
With all that being said, it sounded like it'd be a really tough year in yields. Corn was way above average, and
right.
Beans were, say, average to slightly above average, right, on an overall factor.
It's been interesting. I mean, you know, we were talking a lot about you could tell who didn't pivot, whether that was crop protection, whether it was adapting to the situation we saw in the fields, you know, towards harvest or even in the spring. You know, I think it's gotten to the point where we can really say that it's not that the way we've always done things is wrong. It's that we don't have to follow that playbook step by step if something changes and we need to adapt.
I agree 100%. And that's been something I've talked about with Seed Pros, Channel Seed Pros, and customers we work with.
A lot of lessons were learned this year, and some of them the hard way. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.